Chapter 16. Asper Argo, the well-beloved, Commodore of the Corellian Republic, greeted his wife's entry by a hangdog lowering of his scanty eyebrows. To her, at least, his self-adopted epithet did not apply. Even he knew that. She said, in a voice as sleek as her hair and as cold as her eyes, "My gracious lord, I understand, has finally come to a decision upon the fate of the Foundation upstarts." "Indeed," said the Commodore, sourly. "And what more does your versatile understanding embrace?" "Enough, my very noble husband. You had another of your vacillating consultations with your counselors. Fine advisers." With infinite scorn, "A herd of palsied, purblind idiots hugging their sterile prophets close to their sunken chests in the face of my father's displeasure." "And who, my dear," was the mild response, "is the excellent source from which your understanding understands all this?" The Commodore laughed shortly. "If I told you, my source would be more corpse than source." "Well, you'll have your own way, as always." The Commodore shrugged and turned away. "And as for your father's displeasure, I much fear me it extends to a niggardly refusal to supply more ships." "More ships?" She blazed away hotly. "And haven't you five? Don't deny it. I know you have five. And a sixth is promised." "Promised for the last year. But one, just one, can blast that foundation into stinking rubble. Just one. One to sweep their little pygmy boats out of space. I couldn't attack their planet even with a dozen. And how long would their planet hold out with their trade ruined and their cargoes of toys and trash destroyed?" "Those toys and trash mean money," he sighed. "A good deal of money." "But if you had the Foundation itself, would you not have all it contained? And if you had my father's respect and gratitude, would you not have more than ever the Foundation could give you? It's been 3 years, more, since that barbarian came with his magic sideshow. It's long enough."